Now to that crackdown by the corporate regulator on short-term or payday lenders who've been known to charge interest rates of 1,000%. ASIC has targeted two firms that it's identified as causing significant consumer harm. Here's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Short-term lenders often get their referrals from the last resort payday loan industry, skating just within the law. But under new product intervention laws, ASIC Commissioner Sean Hughes says the dodgy end of finance who target vulnerable Australians could soon be run out of business.
People who are on low or no incomes, often people on welfare benefits, the elderly, people on disabilities, and importantly here in NAIDOC Week, Indigenous First Nations people, particularly in remote and regional parts of Australia, who appear to be targeted.
ASIC is using the new powers to rein in two firms, Signo and Gold Silver Standard Finance, which can charge combined fees that can add up to mind-blowing levels of interest on the loan amount.
Some of the case studies that we've identified involve consumers having to pay up to 990% of the loan amount. That means that these people are operating outside the boundaries of the law.
So just say that again, 990%, almost 1,000%. It's incredible that these companies are able to remain in business.
As I say, they have structured their affairs in a very, very clever, technical, legal way so as to fall just outside the ambit of the law. As you say, Peter, 990% for a loan of only a couple of $100 is really sticking it to consumers, and we need to seriously consider what we can do to assist those most vulnerable members of our society.
So just within the law, but how would you rate these two companies for morals and ethics?
Oh, well, it's not for me to judge, nor is it for the regulator to judge whether what they're doing is moral or ethical. We only apply the law as we have it.
So with these new product intervention powers, will you be able to actually shut down companies like these two?
If we were to make an order of the type that we're contemplating, any provider, not just these two, who's looking to use this model, will be captured and they won't be able to do so.
So ultimately that whole sector of short-term lenders could be shut down?
Yes.
So far, ASIC is talking about a proposed use of the new powers, but has to consult with the industry first. But Jared Brodie, Chief Executive of the Consumer Action Law Centre, has welcomed the move to protect vulnerable Australians.
Short-term lenders target people who are in desperate financial situations. It might be that they're unable to make their rent payments, or they're struggling to pay for electricity and gas or even food. Yet businesses such as those being targeted by ASIC today are lending them small amounts of money and not abiding by responsible lending laws and charging them through the nose.
And how would you describe the behaviour of these short-term lenders when it comes to ethical and moral stakes?
Oh, these short-term lending business models are really unconscionable. So it's really positive that ASIC is using its product intervention powers to address this business model.
So these are some of the most vulnerable Australians who desperately need this sort of money, and potentially they're paying 990%.
Yeah, even if people do pay on time with this sort of loan, they're paying more than double the amount that they borrowed. But more often than not, people are set up to fail. The repayments are unaffordable, so they get charged additional default fees and a range of other fees and charges, which means that the debts really spiral.
Are you also hearing from people who might actually be in employment, who would be on what would be regarded as good money, unable to make ends meet?
Yes, they have been doing well, but because of some life event, they're struggling. And when they are in a desperate position, they often are searching for access to a loan. And if you go online, then these businesses pop up really prominently and target those that are doing it tough.
Your call is number 52 in queue.
The World Today has contacted Signo and Gold Silver Standard Finance to defend their business models, but so far there's been no comment.
That's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, there.